Lifeway Leadership Podcast Network.
You're listening to the newchurches.com Q&A podcast. New Church is an online hub for the mission of church multiplication. You said, Todd, that in the new year, you are breaking your resolution 7 days in? 7 days in?
Dude, that's impressive. Those are some pipes right there. 7 days.
Yeah, I couldn't help it.
I'm trying.
That's sad, man.
Ed didn't. He kept doing it, so.
Okay. So New Churches is an online hub for the mission of church multiplication. Sorry. Here you'll find the resources and training you need to get started, as well as a community of church planting and multi-site experts to help you thrive. So, yes. Okay. And my name is Daniel, and that's Todd. And so I'm today's episode... I love who submitted it. I love the guy's name. His last name is Castle.
Is his first name the man in the high?
Bringing you really comedy bad. All day and
that
night.
Was bad. I'm sorry.
No. Nick Castle is planting a church in LA.
Oh, that's a great name.
Yeah, he is. It'll work well.
I wonder if that's his stage name.
Oh, maybe. Maybe.
I mean,
he's
it is
planting
LA.
In LA, yeah. So he brings a really a fascinating question that I feel like we can address at multiple points this is going to be a really good episode. But before we get into it, hey, talking about being in LA, we are going to be not in LA, but in Orange County. It is going to be a lot of fun, and we hope you can join us. Todd and I are both going to be there. We're going to be there.
You be there too.
We're going to be there March 13 to 15. So if you are in California.
At Mariners Church.
Yeah, at Mariners Church.
Geiger will be there too.
Yeah.
Eric of Geiger.
It's going to be fun. March 13 to 15. So if you are in the area, we would love that for you to join us and for you to hang out with
us.
Or
if you're not in the area
days.
And you want to go to Orange County.
If you want an excuse to enjoy March weather in Orange County, then you got to come out.
I'm telling you, go to Corona Beach.
Now, here's the thing about
Little
this
Corona
event.
Beach is even better.
This event is Pipeline. It's Pipeline re-envisioned. So you've probably heard about Pipeline in the past, but it's called Blueprint Coaching now.
Ooh.
And this is not just a conference. I know people say that. This is not just a conference.
It's
but
not,
actually,
it is not a conference.
Yeah, it isn't.
At
and
all.
We actually will hang out with you. Like, this will be a really fun time together. So on March 13, the first day, we are going to be doing a full day of leadership pipeline coaching. This is our flagship coaching that we've brought now close to 3,300, I think over 3,300 leaders.
Yeah, and we're getting close to 3,500.
Man, that's crazy. And this is that. So that is, if you haven't yet gone through that, this is how to develop a leadership pipeline in your church. So that's what's happening there. And then March 14 and 15, if you've already been through that, March 14 and 15 is all brand new, and it's all about how to lead change in your church.
So this is where you walk in with a dream and you walk out with a plan. And that's why it's called Blueprint, because we really want you to go implement in all of our time with churches and travel with churches to parts of the world. It has come down to one thing. Implementation is the hardest part, and leading that implementation will most likely involve some change. And so that's the number one response people have had to our coaching is, hey, this is awesome. And then they call us and say, oh, here's a couple of places where I'm needing some help. And really, it's all about leading change. So
yeah.
That's why that's the theme.
Yeah. So go to leadership.lifeway.com/events to learn more about that. Or you can text the number 888-111. Text the word blueprint to the number 888-111. And hey, if you're a plus member with us at newchurches.com, you know that every single week you get exclusive content that is great for you. Well, this month, you get an extra 25% off this conference. If you're a plus member, you already know that. If you're not a plus member, if you join, we will give you 25% off this conference. So this is going to be a great way to come and join us in sunny Orange County, California. Well, let's get to the question.
Hello, Daniel, Todd, Ned. I'm Nick Castle. I'm currently a pastor here located in Dallas, Texas. My wife and I are preparing to plant a church in Los Angeles in 2020. or the beginning of 2021. And in this process, it has been suggested to us several times when it comes to considering venue spaces to really consider and look into meeting in existing churches to start off in hopes of saving costs when it comes to instruments, sound equipment, use of technology, microphones, etc. What are the pros and cons of starting off in an already existing church? I'm thankful for this podcast and I look forward to hearing from you guys. Thanks.
All right. So I can pretty much set Todd up and push away because we have here the king of venues, the king of research, the king of venues. So Todd, pros and cons of starting off in an already existing church, advice around venues, all that. And see you guys. This is all Todd.
Well, it depends on the church. So, you know, sometimes you'll hear the phrase, never look a gift horse in the mouth. Are you familiar with that phrase, Daniel?
Never look a
what? That's an American phrase. And most people don't know what that even means.
Why would you look at any horse in the mouth?
Because that's how you tell how healthy the horse is in a very, very quick manner. So when you're looking at a venue, I don't care what the horse looks like. You want to get a good look at what's there. So meaning, yeah, you want to save costs on staging and insurance, heating, air conditioning, all that. But be sure that you actually vet that church well, like you would vet any other facility. So any nightclub, comedy club, movie theater, performing arts theater that you might look at, don't look at it as, oh, this is easy, this is cheap, this is whatever, because there's going to be costs that come with that. Sure, the pro is you think, oh, these people already do church. Well, do they have the sound equipment that you need?
Yes.
Do they have the lighting that you need?
What kind of music style? What kind of feel do they have?
What can they support? And you are going to be sharing the space.
Mm-hmm.
So that means, am I going to have the resources that I need? Am I going to have the resources I need to open, the resources I need to grow? What about the confusion it causes that people are trying to attend church both at the same time, at the same place? I mean, there's a lot of pros, yes, to it. It could be cheaper, but be sure that those costs don't add up. And some of those are monetary and some of them are non-monetary.
Yeah, so tease that out a little bit, because you said it could be cheaper. But if I'm not having to buy all my own equipment and having to do all that, and maybe the church is like, hey, as a ministry, we want to let you use this building for free. And especially in LA, right? In LA where it's expensive.
It is super expensive.
It's hard to find property. It's hard to find, to find another church that's like, oh yeah, we'd love for you to use our building.
Then yeah.
What are the costs? Especially if you're like, oh, but it on paper it looks cheaper.
On paper it looks cheaper, but there may be those things that it's not a fit. You do have to share the space. There's communication issues of what church meets at what time, and that can get messy. But you're right. I mean, especially in LA, space is hard to come by.
Yeah.
And I would encourage you too to even investigate whether that's really an option, because many churches will already have more than one church meeting, or they're using most of their space on a Sunday morning. Mm-hmm. If not for their own congregation, then they're likely hosting a congregation that maybe speaks a different language. Mm-hmm. So, you know, whether that be a Korean congregation or a Hispanic congregation, or, you know, fill in the blank. I mean, there's a lot of churches that when they do, their first inclination is to have some other church that maybe speaks another language than another English-speaking church. And for good reason, because of all the confusing things that I just mentioned.
Yeah, and here's the thing, Nick, when you do go to LA, actually look at Korean churches, at Chinese churches.
Yes.
Because there's a lot of Asian churches out there that their first generation ministry is doing really well, but they wouldn't mind the extra payment.
Right. So flip the script on what's usually done. So don't go to the big, you know, mega church or the mid-sized church. Because they've probably already got somebody in there that, as we said, go to those other congregations and see what they have, because other people may not do that. So one of the things that you need to do is get connected to somebody who's really well networked with those churches, like a Kevin Nguyen or somebody like that out there.
Yeah. Lorenzo Smith, he's one of our plus members. Yeah. Collective Church, he's fantastic. So hey, here's a question for you, Todd. Let's say Nick is there and he has two options, right? One option is he gets to meet in an existing church. They're not going to charge him, but he needs to meet in the evenings, right, at 5 p.m. Or he has found a school or a performing arts venue. It's going to cost him $10,000 a month, but he can have it all morning.
Church.
Yeah?
Oh, all day long.
Why?
Well, I know that traditionally people think of church at being in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. You don't want those people. Those are normal church people. You want lost people. So you get your launch team together for that. Two, I could take that $10,000 a month and throw it on Facebook and whoosh, I can do a lot.
Dude, that's $120,000
a year. Marketing with $10,000 extra dollars.
Yeah.
So, you know, and that could be $5,000 a month or it could be $1,000 a month. Regardless, there's a tipping point there where I would say it's more beneficial for you to just go ahead and start that church on Sunday evening. The other thing, too, is if you have ascending church that's local or a partner church that's local, they might be able to help provide you with additional people and or resources. So in that regard, you have some people who may be reluctant to come to a church plant in the morning and leave their existing church that has bells and whistles, and they may try you out on a Sunday night and help you out on a Sunday night, even though it's like, hey, you know, I'm not trying to convince you to come to my church, but will you like help me get this started as a mission work or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
So I think there's a couple benefits to that.
That's good. That's good. Now, if you are meeting in an existing church and you are going to be saving costs, I know one of the things you said, Nick, was, you know, you can save costs on instruments, sound equipment, technology, microphones, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. A couple things that I would probably note. Number one is don't share instruments. I think the instrument that you can share is a piano, a grand piano, if the piano's there. Maybe drums, but drummers tend to be pretty particular in their setup, and you don't want to be damaging someone else's. So when it comes to instruments, I would say make sure that your guys bring your own. But also when it comes to microphones, right? I'm good with sharing your SM58s, the handhelds, the ones that you're going to be corded. But the ones, if you have your preacher, if you are going to be preaching with a lapel mic, I would say buy your own lapel mic. You can use their pack, you can use their gear, but buy your own lapel mic, because those things are finicky and they can break easily. And the last thing you'd want to do is get there on a Sunday evening and not have it working, or maybe it worked for you, but it broke between you and the time the other congregation came, and they're like, oh, did you do it? Did we do it? So especially for finicky items like that, I would say buy your own, invest in it, because it is a good investment. All right. Well, thanks again for listening in. If you haven't yet checked out the One Thing podcast, they are part of our Lifeway Leadership Podcast Network. You got to do it, because Scott Sanders and Derek Hanna, they are going to provide you one gospel-centered practical tip for ministry every single week. So be sure to look that up and subscribe today.